Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
There's been a bonanza of big news out from Blencow Resources. There's a DFS study out today, and also there was a resource update last week. Here to tell us the implications of all of it, Mike Ralston. Mike, hello to you.
Hi, nice to be back. And yeah, lots of good news coming up, so it's good to be chatting.
Now, let's talk about the DFS and the resource. Perhaps we can start with the resource update and lead it into the DFS, because obviously the resource is a key component of the DFS. Tell us about the significant numbers in the resource, Mike, and what it means.
Well, I think the most important thing is that we increased our reserves by nearly 50%. So the infill drilling that we did was very successful. We brought a whole lot more into indicated resources and then into reserves, and that's added more weight into our DFS, more production tons, and ultimately adds value. So that's probably the first thing I would say, very successful in that regard. But I guess the second thing I would add is that this JORC update is only taking into consideration 39 out of 232 holes. All the holes that we drilled at the two new deposits, at the Beehive and the Eon, have not yet come into play, and they will be subject to further York updates in the early 2026. So quite exciting from that regard too.
So let's just mention the numbers then. The reserves up to 23.1 million tonnes, and the indicated resource are up significantly as well, by 33%, I believe. I mean, it just seems like a very substantial increase already, even allowing for the fact that you've just said there's a lot more to come.
Yeah, this is a huge resource. And, you know, you can throw holes down almost anywhere and you're hitting very long intersections, very consistent. So we are able to bring a lot of tons into play, both as resources and reserves. And, you know, it's a fabulous deposit. And, you know, we have a lot more to come for sure.
So you've built your definitive feasibility study around this initial resource. Tell us a little bit about what the study envisages, Mike. How big the project looks like it's going to be under the current parameters that you're laying out here.
Well, we've kind of left that 15 years life of mine as being our target at this stage, because anything beyond that doesn't really come into play in the net present value anyway. It just means we have to keep drilling more and more and more to add, and that costs more money and takes your focus. So 15 years at all times ahead of our nose is a good target, and that's what this life of mine envisages. But, you know, ultimately, Orem Cross could be mined for hundreds of years. There's that much graphite. So it's very much a first step in the journey. And I think the The actual DFS itself envisages not only mining and producing concentrates at Oran Cross, but we've also taken it that one step further where we're going to build a downstream SPG facility and we're going to beneficiate concentrates into purified graphite that goes into battery-ready graphite. So we believe there's going to be, well, there is a huge demand for that product today. And in particular, if anybody can produce quantities of purified graphite outside of China, there's going to be a huge demand for that going forward. So we're going to take that on, and it adds a lot of value. That's one of the key reasons why the NPV has moved up so substantially, because we've included this downstream processing where you're literally taking low-value small flake concentrate and you're turning into a very high-value SPG product that goes into the battery. So yeah, that's, part of the reason why. I think we've sort of talked about that strategy at length over the last year or so as we've been developing it. It's really just putting all those numbers in front of the market today and showing what the impact is of bringing this into play.
I mean, talking about putting numbers in front of the market, the NPV is over $1 billion. The IRR, 96%. That's a very attractive IRR to be offering to any investors. And perhaps not surprising that the Blanket share price has been doing well over the last month or two. Investors perhaps anticipating that actually this is a good project and buying in ahead of time.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. I mean, I'm sort of a bit amazed myself. It's just sort of getting better and stronger as we develop it further, and as the strategy, including the downstream, starts to come together. We have a world-class project in a safe location. It's got some of the highest purity of end product around, and we're developing it through into production at a time where the market is falling for more and more product. And by the way, there's less and less people who can provide that. So all the stars are aligning, and I think it's going to be a really, interesting and exciting 2026.
Yeah, so let's talk about 2026 then, Mike. So what's going to happen as far as Blanket is concerned? What's next? DFS is in place. I understand there's some more drilling results to come and perhaps a resource upgrade, but obviously there's some other big news that's slated for 2026 as well.
First up, I'm going to be at the Resourcing Tomorrow conference in London for the week, which is very important for us to get over there and talk to people and showcase what a great project this is. And then I'm going to be getting on a plane to the States to go to New York and Washington, where we've got a lot of great meetings lined up there, because the critical minerals space in the US is going absolutely crazy at the moment. There's a lot of interest, and we have a fantastic project to go and talk to them about. So I'm going to go over there first. So that's, I guess, leading up to Christmas. But the key things for next year as we go through into 2026, first quarter, is, as I talked about earlier, to take those additional holes that have been drilled to complete the assaying and get those results out and get those other 190 holes into a revised JORC update, which I think can show some really, really good results, because we've seen the consistency of these two new deposits. And so there's going to be a lot of results coming through for that and leading up to a new JORC. And then there's always offtake conversations and discussions and ultimately agreements happening. And the big one is finding a financing solution that can get this first stage of production underway. And we've been working on a few solutions to date, and we've obviously got to try and bring them over the line now that we've got the DFS completed and once we've got the ability to go and showcase what this project actually looks like. So very exciting. I mean, the end of it all, I guess our goal by the end of 2026 is to have a small scale production facility ready to go, and then we're a producer from 2027. So we've got a lot of work to do to make that happen, but a lot of news flow to come as all of this comes into play.
So earnings and cash flow in sight then.
I certainly hope so. The plan with this DFS was to have small scale operation to start, because it gets us going. It shows everyone, including the government of Uganda, including the off-takers, everybody, that we are in production. But I wanted to make sure that it was profitable from day one. So I hope definitely earnings and cash flow from the start, for sure. And that will be, a remarkable achievement for us. We only bought this project 6 years ago. So if we can get into production by the end of next year, it will be, It'll be a very short time frame to do it.
Mike, it's great to see Blenkow making such good progress. Congratulations on the DFS and good luck with your plans for resourcing tomorrow and into 2026. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alistair, and good chatting.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.